be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. 40-some-odd years ago, there was an attempt on the life of Pope St. John Paul II. Fortunately, he lived. After he recovered, he shocked the world when he made a visit to a Roman prison on Christmas Day to see the man who attempted to kill him. Millions watched on television as the Pope visited with his attacker, who only 2 years before had tried to assassinate him. The white-robed Pope and the jean-clad prisoner huddled in the dark cell for 20 minutes, talking in hushed voices. And when he emerged, John Paul explained, "I spoke to a brother whom I pardoned." There was an unforgettable headline the next week in Time magazine. It said, "Why forgive?" And that's a good question, one that has been asked for centuries. And today's readings give us the reason. 3 months after the terrible attack on September 11th, Pope John Paul II, in his message to the annual World Day of Peace, taught clearly that there can be no peace without justice, and no justice without forgiveness. That's a message that has gone largely unheard and unheeded on all sides of today's conflicts. You know, I've preached on forgiveness a few times over the last couple of years. And while I try to stay away from repeating myself, because I assume you guys are all here for the newest, most innovative ideas I have, I can't help but go back to this topic again and again. So if all of it sounds familiar, bear with me. I promise I sprinkled some new stuff in there. It's important to remember a few things about forgiveness. Forgiving does not mean forgetting. We're human. We don't have this perfect forgiveness that God does. And so as humans, we're going to remember the pain and the suffering that people have caused us. But that doesn't mean we can't forgive. It does not mean that we do away with justice. Either justice belongs to God or it doesn't. And so we have to leave it in His hands and trust that it will happen. If not in this life, then in the next. And it does not mean letting people walk all over us. We are not doormats. Forgiveness is not an emotion. It is very specifically an act of the will. It is an act of love. We don't have to feel forgiving to actually be forgiving. Forgiving doesn't mean excusing the wrong or saying it doesn't matter. It's like, oh, you know, it is what it is. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal, even if it is a huge deal. But what forgiveness is, it says that I know what you did. It hurt. But because of who Christ is and who I am, I won't hold this against you. Forgiveness does not forget, and it does not excuse the wrong. Forgiveness is also letting go of our right to be right. It means offering up our anger, letting go of our desire for revenge, and again, leaving justice to God. And finally, we must not confuse forgiveness with reconciliation. We don't have to be reconciled to somebody who has hurt us, but we do have to forgive them. Reconciliation requires repentance, but even Christ, as he hung on the cross, forgave his persecutors, even if possibly none of them ever repented of their wrong. So forgiveness does not necessarily mean reconciliation. It doesn't mean we're going to have good feelings towards the person. It just means we're not going to harbor that anger and that resentment deep within our souls. Forgiveness is hard. We know this. So how exactly do we forgive, especially when it seems like it's impossible? First, it's important that we take our mind off the person who's wronged us. So often when we're angry after we've been hurt, our mind replays the incident again and again and again, and every chance our mind gets, it goes back to that hurt, that pain that was caused in that person. And so the first thing we have to do is stop that cycle. Every time the thought of the person comes back into our mind, we need to put that thought to an end and push it out. Fill it with the good things of God, the good things that he has filled our lives with. The start of the process. Second, we must remember that we are sinners too. No matter the speck in the eye of our brother, we still have a plank in ours. We are sinners in need of God's mercy and forgiveness. And if we expect God to forgive us of all our transgressions, all of our sins, how much more must we forgive each other? And third, every time that person's name comes to mind or they're mentioned, whatever it's going on within us, whenever we think of that person, despite how we feel in that moment, we have to say, I forgive you. I forgive you. We may not feel it in that moment. We may not feel like forgiving them at all, but if we constantly say this, every time the thought of that person comes into our mind, becomes easier to forgive. Because again, forgiveness is not an emotion. It's not something that we have to feel. It's something that we actively, willfully choose to do. It's an act of love. And oftentimes, this is a long and drawn-out process. It's more than just a one-off, like, oh, I forgive them and it's done. Let's say, like, left the trash out all week or didn't take it out all week, whatever. Those are easy things to forgive. But when it's our own family members, sometimes it can stab us in the back, or a loved one, somebody we know deeply and intimately, and they still betray us. It can take a long time to heal from that, to forgive. But if we work on it, we can do it. My brothers and sisters, we say every day in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We can't just say these words and not mean them. The anger and resentment we feel towards another does more damage to us than it will ever do to the person that we don't want to forgive. And yet, if we want to be forgiven by God, the Lord's Prayer tells us we have to forgive. The gospel today, what Christ said about the master and the servants, if we refuse to forgive others, how can God forgive us? We have to forgive. We have to. This is God's command to us. And this is what we're called to do as followers of Christ. And so the next time we find ourselves in a position to forgive someone, we ask Christ for the grace to forgive, not just 7 times, but 77 times. God bless you.